Welcome to another episode of the Physique Formation Podcast with your host, Denver Steyn. Today I want to talk about stubborn body fat, because this is an issue that a lot of people deal with, trying to spot reduce, trying to lose body fat in certain areas, trying to hold fat in other areas, and unfortunately, it's one of those situations where we don't have complete control, unfortunately. So, the best approach for this podcast is to first of all talk about the different types of fat that we have within our body. So first of all, we have subcutaneous fat, which is the fat that lies beneath the skin and your muscles, etc. And that is the body fat that we typically see. That's the body fat that we accrue around our hips, our thighs, you know, our waist in general, even in our face also, and just areas that we don't really want to see it, right? So subcutaneous fat is the body fat that we tend to really focus on when it comes to optimizing or improving how we look visually and also how much we weigh. Then we have visceral fat, and visceral fat is located deep within your abdomen and around vital organs like your liver and your pancreas and your intestines. So this one is associated with, you know, increased health risks like heart disease, diabetes, and also metabolic syndrome. So visceral fat is more, I guess you could say, dangerous. You know, we want to try to minimize visceral fat in general. And generally, when we do lose a lot of body weight or body fat in general, we tend to be left with mostly just visceral fat, because there will always be some there for sure, without a doubt. So we really maximize the loss of subcutaneous fat. And if you did a DEXA scan and you were maybe 5% body fat and you looked shredded, basically that 5% of body fat is mostly made up of visceral fat. Then we also have intramuscular fat. That's also known as intramuscular triglycerides. And that's just like some fat that's stored within the muscle. And that serves as a source of energy during prolonged physical activity. And in general, if you eat carbohydrates, it gets stored in the muscle and the muscle gets fuller. But there is a small amount of intramuscular triglycerides or intramuscular fat that is also stored there as well. You know, it's never going to be a large amount, but there is some there at the same time. So with those three different types of fat considered, you might be thinking, what is the best way to minimize or reduce each of those three? Now, let's just keep it simple and straightforward right from the start. The actionable step here, number one, is caloric control or caloric restriction. So the only way that we're going to see a reduction in subcutaneous fat is if you initiate some calorie control and you eat the same amount of food or calories every single day for like a week or two, maybe three. Weigh yourself at the start, weigh yourself at week three. And if the scale is not going down, we have to reduce your calorie intake. So you have to be in a caloric deficit or have some kind of caloric restriction. Now that could also be achieved through an increase in movement as well, but essentially your nutrition is going to play the biggest role. So a calorie deficit via food is going to have to be initiated. And typically what I would say is find your maintenance calorie intake. So find an amount of food that keeps you maintaining your current weight and reduce that by 15 to 20% and maintain that number across, you know, 7 to 14 days. And you will definitely see the scale weight going down. And the key thing there is consistency over time. So stick into that over time to ensure that you maintain that deficit and you're not overfeeding on the weekends or binging at night or, you know, just throwing things off in any way. In addition to the calorie deficit, which is just like an energy perspective, diving deeper into that, we obviously want to focus on healthy eating. So focus on a balanced diet with plenty of protein, obviously, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains as well. And you want to try to minimize processed foods, sugary snacks, and high calorie beverages. And the sole purpose of that is because those last three don't add any nutritional benefit. They don't have any vitamins or minerals or fiber. So there's no real benefit to those foods besides just energy. And we are trying to control our calorie intake. So when we're trying to control our calorie intake and reduce the amount of food that we're consuming or calories that we're consuming, we want to maximize the amount of quality nutrients coming in on a daily basis. So if you can only fit in a certain amount of calories, you want to make sure most of those foods that you're consuming provide vitamins and minerals and fiber to aid in, you know, optimal health overall. You also want to ensure that those foods have a good amount of volume in general to minimize hunger and cravings. And, you know, be able to, again, be consistent with the plan in regards to caloric restriction and caloric control. In addition to that, like I said before, you can throw in some regular exercise, you know, both cardio exercise like walking and running or cycling, as well as strength training, which will both help to burn more calories. But obviously the weight training is going to assist with building muscle or maintaining your muscle, and can potentially also maintain your metabolic rate. In some cases increase it, but in most cases just maintain it where it is, because when you do reduce your caloric intake, you eat less food, your body's going to want to slow you down and make you less active, reduce your activity essentially to maintain your current weight. So we have to reduce your food intake, but also maintain a high physical output to keep things stable and consistent to maintain a calorie deficit. Because if you eat less food for a week or two, but you also move less, you're not doing enough to see change, basically. And then the last point on achieving fat loss through subcutaneous fat is consistency, like I said. So just being very consistent with the plan and minimizing variables, basically. So if you're consistent with your caloric control, you're consistent with your protein intake, you're consistent with your food volume, you're consistent with your hydration, you're consistent with your sleep. It's very hard to do that for most people, but if you're able to control all of those metrics, then you are minimizing variables and you can maximize your rate of progress and the expected outcomes, you know, that will come to life eventually if you keep sticking to the plan and you are consistent. So that is pretty much everything you need to do in a very short list to achieve fat loss, and more than likely start to see your abs coming through, have better shape overall, maybe drop a few sizes when it comes to your clothing and things like that. When it comes to visceral fat reduction, to be honest, it's very much the same. So a healthy diet is going to be key, regular exercise is going to be key, but also stress management as well. So managing your stress levels can also help to minimize visceral fat accumulation. So, you know, things like, I guess, meditation, deep breathing exercises, yoga, physical activity, more sleep, massages, therapy even, all these different things can help to manage your stress. Some supplements as well, such as ashwagandha or L-theanine or rhodiola rosea, can all be great with stress management as well. And obviously just getting into good sleep. When it comes to intramuscular fat reduction, you know, I feel like this one is kind of irrelevant because it's not going to be a large amount. And in some cases, having a little bit of intramuscular fat can actually make your muscles look fuller. So it's not really an issue whatsoever. But again, just regular exercise, having a balanced diet, and maintaining great hydration can help to balance and control your levels within your muscles when it comes to body fat. Now, when it comes to stubborn fat, right? So we've gone through the different types of fat within your body. When it comes to stubborn fat, this is essentially subcutaneous fat. So fat that, you know, just above, between your skin or below your skin, I should say. Subcutaneous fat that is just a little bit harder to get rid of, right? Because nobody's walking around as at 5% body fat with little to no subcutaneous fat, right? Most people who have a busy lifestyle and a thriving, healthy body will be in a healthy body fat percentage range for a man of 12 to 15%, and a woman more like 25 to 30%, or even 20 to 25%. If you're in that ballpark, you're doing really good and you do not need to drop any body fat whatsoever. But you might be someone who says, I cannot get rid of my love handles. You know, I really need to just see this go once and for all. It's been a long time. You will have to essentially push the calorie deficit harder than you've ever pushed it before and for longer than you've ever gone for before, basically. So you have to maintain caloric restriction until you drop that body fat, until you start to see that area shrink. You want to hold that for a certain period of time. So maintain that calorie intake, that diet, the training structure, everything that you're doing. Maintain that for a period of time. Allow your body to adapt to that after a period of time. And then you can progressively increase your food intake, maybe reduce your activity levels, and have a more balanced lifestyle in hope that you don't regain body fat as significantly in that area. So we all have stubborn areas that we, you know, we wish to get rid of or whatever. But at times you might notice that you're in a calorie deficit, you're pushing for fat loss, your scale weight's coming down, and you're getting very thin in other areas, and you don't look as appealing as you would like. But, you know, you still have those love handles that you just can't seem to get rid of. Unfortunately, the matter is that you basically just have to keep pushing, even if you're unhappy with how you're looking. In other areas, you might feel skinny or thin or whatever, or unhealthy. If you still have that body fat in the area that you want to get rid of, you have to just keep pushing until you drop the body fat in that area. You get leaner, you keep pushing towards the same goal, then you can assess whether or not you want to maintain that or you want to start to increase your food again. So if you want to start to, if you get down to a certain body fat percentage, you get your love handles off, basically you're very happy with how you're looking, hold that for a period of time, maintain that for a period of time, and then progressively increase your food intake. Hopefully you won't regain body fat as significantly in that area, but it can be a matter that you kind of just put it back on where you lost it. So stubborn body fat is stubborn for a reason, and most of it is just genetics, to be honest, but we cannot spot reduce. All we can do is force our body to use body fat for energy by being in a calorie deficit, eat quality foods on a daily basis to support good health and training performance and maintain our muscle, and obviously continue to go to the gym every day and manage our stress as best we can. It's a sad reality, but we just have to keep working until you get to a point where you're happy with how you're looking. You know, maybe your abs have come through and you don't need to get any leaner than you currently are and life is good. Stop there. In some cases, for myself personally, my stubborn fat is my hamstrings and my glutes, and there's absolutely no reason at all for me to drop extra body fat in those areas. It's not going to make me healthier by any means. It's not going to make me look more aesthetic by any means either. So it's just more of a matter of maintaining a healthy body fat percentage level, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and being consistent over time. Like I said before, if you are someone who is struggling with not being able to lose body fat in one certain area and you just want to see it gone, it's possible, but it takes longer. And basically you have to work harder and you have to just be okay with constantly being hungry, potentially having reduced sleep quality due to an increase in hunger and low energy. You have to continually do a very high steps count. You have to continually do weight training 5 days a week. You got to continually follow a specific nutrition plan to maintain the calorie deficit, eat enough protein, have enough fiber, healthy fats, etc. And you just have to make that your number one priority in life for that phase of time. Do I recommend it? Generally, no, unless you're doing a photo shoot or a bodybuilding or physique competition. That's a little bit different. And honestly, that's the only time I ever really see that stubborn body fat go, is when I'm doing those kind of events and I'm doing it for a reason, right? There's a goal at the end of the day. I want to achieve the leanest physique I possibly can and maintain as much muscle for a show or for an event. Or a competition. That's honestly the only time you want to really fixate on that. So if you're someone who's never seen your abs in your life, it's possible, but you just have to work harder than you've ever worked before, and you have to be more consistent than ever before, and you might have to follow that fat loss phase for longer than ever before. But I guarantee it's possible. We just have to start being more consistent. You have to make that your priority. And in most cases, it's probably not reasonable due to lifestyle, family, work life, you know, and other demands in life, that you can't prioritize your physique goals above all these things for an extended period of time. So I guess it's not really for everyone, but if you are looking to maximize your rate of fat loss, improve your physique, improve your overall health, get stronger through weight training, etc., having a structured training program to follow, having a structured nutrition plan, being consistent, doing your steps or your cardio as well, minimizing the variables and then making adjustments to your plans and protocols to ensure weight loss over time. That's exactly what I provide within my coaching service, and my clients get amazing results when they do the work. So if you have any questions on stubborn fat or just losing body fat in general, you can hit me up on Instagram, check out my website, or email me directly, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. But for now, that's the podcast for today, and I'll speak to you guys on the next one.